I don't want to say very much today because I know we're starting to get concentrated, and I don't want to. Sometimes there's too many words, but I want to say a few words. In fact, I want to say words about a series of images, and sometimes images are enough. They say a lot about a lot more than words can. And the thing about images is they're multivariant. So you can dwell on them, and you can have all sorts of interpretations. And these images are from Dogen. And what he says is, body like mountain, heart like an ocean, mind like the sky. Body like mountain, heart like an ocean, mind like the sky. And I don't know what Dogen had in mind, but to me they sound like that's the ideal attitude, for the ideal approach to the just sitting practice. So first of all, body like mountain. So your centre of gravity is very, very low. You're really grounded. You're really in contact with the earth. And we've got this Buddha on the shrine here. And he just sits like a mountain. Very low centre of gravity. And almost like a pyramid. And very, very much sitting on the ground. And because he's got that low centre of gravity, he's got a presence. And that presence fills the whole shrine room. But it's not just the physical body. It's also the body of qualities and the body of practice. And just as his base is broad, to do just sitting, your base, your spiritual base, needs to be broad. So you need to be practicing generosity. You need to be practicing ethics. You need a very ample spiritual life. So you've got a very, very firm ground, a very steady ground in which to practice. And if you look at the Buddha, it's a very, very good sculpture because you can see it's not just someone sitting in a good posture. It's someone who's really grounded in what they're doing. You can see that in the image. So body like mountain. And what you don't want a very tall, narrow tower. So with just sort of like these peak experiences and nothing to support it. It's easily blown over. It's very unstable. You want a very stable, broad, steady base for your practice. So body like mountain. And then heart like the ocean. You need a depth of positive emotion to practice just sitting. You need a depth of metta and the Brahmaviharas, and a depth of faith and devotion. You need emotional resources which you can draw on. And you need to be in harmony with others. And then mind like the sky. This is the open mind. It's on two levels. So first of all, there's beginner's mind. And you need to keep beginner's mind. If you've got beginner's mind, then everything's fresh. Everything's open. In the beginner's mind, there are many possibilities. In the expert's mind, there are none. There's a real danger of thinking you know it all and not staying open. So you need to keep that beginner's mind when everything's possible. And you don't set any limit on your development. And there's, how does Bhante put it? Something like, it's indefinite openness in relation to the truth, in relation to reality. So it's indefinite openness in relation to ultimate reality. So again, you don't put any limit on it. You don't put any limit on your development. You don't put any limit on how far you're prepared to grow, how far you're prepared to develop. It's not like you open up a little bit and say that's enough. You're completely open in the direction of ultimate reality. So those are the three qualities that you need for doing the just sitting practice. Body like mountain, heart like the ocean, mind like the sky. Okay.